Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Ahalais, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. So at the end of Mishnah Gimel, we learned Kol Shebemeis Tamei, anything that comes from a mace is Tamei, whether it's the basar, whether it's the bones, whether it's the blood. Exception being, this is after it's separated from the mace, teeth, hair, and nail. So how do we apply this halacha? Here's where Mishnah Dalet begins. Ketzad. Hames Mei Bechutz. Let's say the mess itself is on the outside of the house. Usa'aray bifnim, his hair is in the inside of the house. Sakta Mishnah Abayi is tummy, the house is tummy. Why? Because the house is an oil over the hair. And the hair is still connected to the mess. So hair on its own is not tummy. But if it's still connected to the mess, it's going to bring the tummy into the house. So again, just want to understand the case. The entire mess is outside of the house. Only the hair that's connected to him is inside the house. The house is an oil over the hair, so anything that's in the house is tameh, as if the mess was in the house. Viter zakta mishnah etzem, if there's a bone of the mess, shiyashal of kezayis basar, that has a kezayis basar on it, v'hichnis miktsasai, and a little bit of the bone was brought in mebifnim on the inside of the house. V'habayis mahil olav, on this little bit of the bone, is the din tameh. Why? It's an oil over the bone. But wait. One bone of a mace is not matama ba'oil. We learned that earlier. Yeah, but we have a kezayis basar on the bone. So the bone becomes like a yad to the basar. Just like the hair in the previous case is also considered a yad to the mess. And this is true even if the entire basar is outside of the house. Right. But because it's connected to the bone, and part of the bone is inside, whatever's in the house becomes tummy. Vaitra says the Mishnah, third case in the Mishnah, Shnei Atzamais, two bones. The Alein Kishnei Chatzoi Zesim. On them there are two half Zesim of Basar. In other words, a half Zayas for each bone. Vihichnis Miktsasam, he brought a little bit of the two bones, Mebifnim. Vabayas Mayal Aleim, and the Bayas is an oil over them. Habayas Tummy, whatever's in the house is Tummy. Why? Because each one of these two bones is considered a yad, like a handle, so to speak, for the half of kezayis that's on it. And memela, it's considered as if the bayis is an oil over two half zesim of the mace. However, says the Mishnah Vayter, if these two half zesim, meaning to say half zesim of basar, were not connected to the bone naturally, rather hayatruvim bidei adam, a person stuck it on, Zakta Mishnah, tar, then the house is tar. She'ein chibure adam chibur. In order for it to be considered a yad for tuma, because the basar l'maisa is not in the house, it's just the bone part. It has to be that this bone and this basar are natural. But if a person stuck on some basar, the way you would put basar on that metal piece that you roast it with, that's not called connected to the basar. And therefore, it won't bring the tumah of the basar into the house when the basar is not in the house. So again, case number one of the Mishnah, the mess is outside of the house, the hair is inside, the house is tummy. The hair is like a yad to the mace. Hair that's disconnected from the mace won't be metama, but when it's connected, it is metama. Not only is it metama, it brings in the tumah of the mace into the house. Case number two. A bone that has on it a kezayis basar, part of the bone is inside the house, even though the basar is on the outside, and the house is an oil over the bone part, tame. Why? Because the bone is considered a yad to the basar, so it's as if the basar is in the house. Case number three, two bones, both have two half zesim of basar, and both of these bones are partially into the house, and the house is an oil over it, the house is tame, because each one of the two bones is a yad for the half of kezayis that is on it, and mimela, the house is an oil over two half zesim of a mace. But this is only when do we say that the bone is like a yad for the basar, and therefore even the bone without the basar is as if the basar is inside the house, if it's a natural attachment. But if a person just stuck on basar to the bone, then it's tar. As the Mishnah concluded, she'ein chibur adam chibur, what a person puts together is not considered a chibur.